You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Happy July, everybody. It's your fur, Reiner. As of today, one of the three policemen involved with the murder of Elijah McCain has been fired. And at this point, none of the others are facing arrests. I bring this up not only because it's an important moment in history right now with the civil rights movement ripping across this country, but also because for the months of June and July, maybe August as well, we'll see, I'll be interviewing furries mainly from the LGBT plus spectrum, who also happen to be black. And if you're wondering, yes, I am black and Mexican myself. Anyways, today I'm interviewing a cartoon reviewer, actor, and charming, honestly, black furry by the name of Jason Blade. You can check him out on YouTube or on Twitter at JXB Reviews. How you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me. It's pretty awesome that we get a chance to do something like this.
Hell yeah. I'm all about elevating black voices in the community.
Yeah, it's good, because I know that, like, when it comes to furs of color, we don't really get a lot of representation here. And it's always good for us to help uplift each other in any way that we can, because, you know, it's things that we have to deal with every day is real, whether in the furry community or just in life in general. So it is important for us to go ahead and continue to represent us for who we are and be the best of what we can be.
So, what got you interested in the furry fandom in the first place? We've been talking about the furry fandom. I would like to know what got you into it and if it's a big part of who you are now.
Cool. All right. So I recognized the furry community when I was about, I think I was about 15 or 16 at the time. I wouldn't say I was officially a part of that fandom at that time, really. But I first really discovered it around there, and it was around the time when I was looking around in DeviantArt and stuff, because I was originally from a voice acting community as well that was a part that did a lot of animations. So it's mainly like the animation. The animated series that focuses on wolf packs and warrior cats and things of that nature. So it was pretty much like, it was kind of where I got a little bit of my standing, doing those type of projects, and it was fun. And a lot of those artists had DeviantArt. So I made a DeviantArt, and when I was looking around, I was like looking at some sports related stuff because I am a sports fan. And what I discovered was an art piece that featured a lion basketball player playing basketball, obviously. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, this looks really interesting. And I just saw this person's gallery, and a lot of their work is going towards that idea. I see players in like different jerseys, different species, and I was really hooked to that idea. And so I looked into one of the descriptions, and it said that it was from a project called the Furry Basketball Association. And I was like, oh, okay, I want to see what that is. And so when I looked in there, that's when I noticed that it was more than just the art. There was just like a whole community that was focused on the idea of furries playing professional basketball. And I thought that was like the coolest thing. So I lurked a little bit. Like, I didn't really make a account there or anything at that time. As of yet, I just mainly like lurked, and that's what got me into creating a for Affinity account as well to just simply lurk and stuff like that. And I didn't really like start saying that, yeah, I'm a part of the furry fandom until I turned 18, shortly after I graduated, because I felt like that, considering how young I was, and since I was on Furry Affinity, there were going to be that type of art. So I knew, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna lurk around a little bit before really kind of diving into it, you know. But even before then, when I was like 17, I started kind of making my own fursona in a way, and it was a bat still. Like, I've kind of kept the same bat all my life, but he was completely different to what he is now.
Was he neon?
No, he wasn't neon. He still had like the blue red color scheme that I got going on now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was basically like a little small baby boy. Like, he was like that chibi type fur, you know what I mean? But yeah, as soon as I like turned 18, I finally took the courage to go into that space again and really play. And once I did, created a character within that community, and I've kind of like blossomed since. Like, I pretty much became a full-fledged furry because of that, because of my interest in that project, and I'm still in it today. It's really been fun to be a part of, and really kind of express writing stories and commissioning art of these certain characters, and it was great. I think another thing that really kind of helped me become who I am is starting to pay attention to my local community as well. And that got me to know one of my closest friends that's also a fur of color too. And we've been buds for about 3 or 4 years now. So I think that, like, without discovering that image, I wouldn't really be where I am today. I probably will still be depressed as fuck. Because, you know, I've had those type of issues, but I think, like, the furry fandom really helped me feel, you know, more proud of myself and be more open to being who I am. So I think really the combination of the furry fandom and, of course, me being a part of the of me getting into theater, because that was around the time when I was finally figuring out that, like, acting or being a part of that industry is something that I really wanted to do in life. So I think the combination of those two pretty much made me who I am today. And I think without those, I would be very different. I think I would be in a very different space than what I am now.
So on one hand, you had the furry fantasy basketball team. And yeah. On the other hand, you had theater.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, like, the combination of those two really kind of made me be more outgoing and also be able to kind of figure out who of what I am sexually and things of that nature, and help me discover who I am. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the friends that I've been able to meet as the time went on, and the memories that I've made is special. And I think that that's something that I will always cherish throughout life, even after, God forbid, if there is an after, I decided to say, you know what, I think that I'm ready to close this chapter in my life, which probably isn't going to happen for a while. So, but yeah, I think that that's really the main thing.